A big reason the great composers of 200 and 300 years ago were popular was because they were such great improvisers. Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven could sit at a keyboard and captivate audiences with their spontaneous compositions. The music must have been very much in the moment, so there would have been a true dialogue with the audience, a shared joy of discovery, a one-of-a-kind expression of the player's fleeting thoughts and emotions. Believe it or not, all performers in the 18th century were expected to improvise, and each performance was expected to be unique. For some reason, though, Western music began to venerate the written notation of the composer, and audiences seemed to buy into the idea of a definitive rather than personal performance. Concerts became much more consistent, but less spontaneous. Improvisation is no longer taught at most classical music conservatories. Improvising, though, is still a living art, and here, I think, is why American music is so significant. The blues, jazz, rock, bluegrass, gospel, soul, and freestyle rap, all American inventions, are based on improvising. I like knowing that when I'm at a jazz club, I'm hearing something that will never be heard again, and I bet that's how Beethoven's listeners felt, too. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. Thank you.